I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Oh, you're going to sing?
This is the intro.
Okay, you're going to sing the theme song. I think you're
watching
doing...
Watching Oz. Okay. Watching other stuff. It's an experimental prison inside a prison.
We're going to start with Oz this show.
We're starting with Oz.
We're probably not going to get to Oz.
We're probably not getting to Oz that
for a while.
All right. So we'll put a theme in here, though. Yeah. We'll think of something. Something's copyright free. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Ozcast.
Ozcast.
It's the Yellow Brick Pod. You know it. We've all been waiting for this.
For years.
You know.
The Oz community has been begging for it.
People used to stop us on the street and say, hey, no Ozcast yet? And they were just waiting until today. I think their prayers have been answered.
Yeah. It's like a beacon coming down from I would the say heavens.
In these really unprecedented times.
In this time of.
It's unprecedented. These times, there's no Ozcast. There hasn't. I've looked through history. There hasn't been any Ozcast.
There's been 2 Cheetos in the White House and not a single Ozcast.
Folks, we're getting a little political here. It's cool. We get a little political. Hey, look. L. Frank Baum, he would have wanted us to get a little freaky on the pod. We'll get into that. Maybe not today. Maybe a little later, but.
Oh, there's going to be freaky stuff.
It's a freak pod. It's called Oz Freak.
Freak Off. Oz Freak Off.
Freak with... Ozcast. Freak Oz? Freak Oz? Like Freak Off?
Freak Oz.
So I'm Dylan. I'm going to be your one of your hosts on Ozcast. With me is the illustrious...
Andre. I'm Andre. I'm also a host on Ozcast.
It's so good that you got 2 of us really guiding you on this.
2 guys that know a lot about Oz, that love Oz.
We're experts in a sense, I would say. We're almost experts in all fields, in everything. Yeah. Engineering.
Economics.
Yeah, economics.
Oz.
Oz. I would say Oz is mainly one of the maybe top 9 things I'm an expert
pre-ultimate.
In.
Pre-ultimate.
Penultimate?
Penultimate.
I mean, second to last.
Well, my last one is Dorothy, specifically.
Dorothy. Yeah, I would say you're a friend of Dorothy.
I'm a friend of Dorothy.
And look, if you don't know what that means...
We'll get to it.
Keep listening to Ozcast. By the end of this podcast, and I don't just mean this episode, I mean this... We're aiming for 1,000 episodes,
yeah,
I think.
Probably about the next 40 years of
next
our lives.
Next 40 years of our lives. You'll know what that means. Maybe we'll get to it probably episode 900.
It'd be a good Pride Month episode.
Pride Month. Oz Month.
Pride slash Oz.
So I'm Dylan, and I'm here with Andre, and we're basically going to be talking all things Oz, all things related to Oz, and we're really going to come at this as wide as we can.
Yeah, movies, books, toys, just...
Anything, just fanfic, anything. Video games, Tom and Jerry, they go to Oz.
Yeah, twice.
There's
twice
2 Tom and Jerry Oz movies. We are going to get to those very soon. Don't you worry one bit. We are... That will be covered heavily on Ozcast. But yeah, we're going to be covering everything. We've got a lot of Oz fans. You guys are going to be called...
Oz Freaks?
Probably, I was thinking the Pozians, like Paz, Cat, Pot. Well, Oz Freaks is good too.
I feel like Oz Freaks is cleaner.
You're right. So you guys are going to be known...
If you're a real freak for Oz.
Yeah. We're looking for you. It's really what we're looking for. The freaks. If you've ever heard the song, it's a song by Pink, if you know who that is. But the I is actually an exclamation point.
It's an exclamation point, yeah.
Many people don't know that. They think the I is an I.
Well, if you think about it, an I is an exclamation point upside down.
You know, we actually have something that we're going to get to very... We have a spinoff podcast that we're going to get to very soon. It's not a spinoff.
We're not going to do the Oz Must Be Crazy.
It's called the Oz Must Be Crazy. Look, I want to mention it up front, but I've been looking at some different African languages in because of our spinoff podcast. You'll understand why very soon. And they use exclamation points in like the middle of names and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
The lead actor in The Gods.
In The Gods Must Be Crazy. Yeah.
His name is like N exclamation point XAU. Right. We'll get to it when we get to the Oz Must Be Crazy. Right. But basically what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about all things Oz. We're going to take it real nice and simple on our first episode.
I feel like we need to like justify this. We need to get into why we're doing this.
I agree with that.
And it's because, like, I just feel like I've gone crazy when I've, like, seen something related to The Wizard of Oz, and I'm like, who is this for? Why is Oz involved in this? I mean, the Tom and Jerry one is a great example. Like, sure, it's a kid's movie. Do Tom and Jerry Goes to Oz. But then, so do Tom and Jerry go back to Oz?
They go back to Oz. Really, what we're trying to capture here is just the sheer amount
There's so much.
There's... arguably unlimited amount of Oz related content in the world. And I hate to use the word content. I'd prefer to use the word entertainment, because content is one of those.
But some of it is content. Some of it's like, you know, toys with storylines.
Yeah, it is very strange. And that's really what I want to explore is.
Because nothing else is like this, really. Like,
it's a very fascinating.
Like Alice in Wonderland is, I feel like, a good like contemporary, what's the word? Like, it's a good analog, right? Like, it's like a weird like alternate universe, but there's been what, like, two movies and then the Tim Burton shit and some books or whatever. Like, it's not like there's some games and stuff, but there's not like an expansive
Wonderland universe. I would say Alice in Wonderland, we're gonna get into probably some of that too, because you know, they've got Alice by Jan Švankmajer. You know that one. Yeah.
There's also Batman villains based off it.
Yeah, Mad Hatter, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. There was a movie called Come Away that came out about 2 years ago. I believe it had Angelina Jolie in it.
I don't remember that one.
It was a combination of Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan.
Interesting.
There's a book called Lost Girls, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to get to that. Because I think Dorothy's in it. It's an Alan Moore book.
They got a Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy Alice crossover.
Jesus Christ.
And Alan Moore, so that lends into, we'll be covering Watchmen on this podcast. And before Watchmen and Doomsday Clock and Rorschach and
From Hell
and the Watchmen animated series. There's two movies. This is all connected to Oz. You'll understand why.
But no, I mean, like...
But no, there is a lot of...
We're joking, but genuinely, you can Google anything plus Oz, and there's something.
Yeah, like, and there's, like, a lot of foreign Oz films. There's Hungarian Oz films from before the original Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland. Yeah. It's incredibly expansive. And, yeah, that's what we're going to try and do, is just really try and show you guys...
how much shit there is.
And how much it's consumed our brains.
Yeah.
And we're going to be consuming all of this content so you don't have to, so you can just...
So you don't have to watch a silent film from Hungary about Oz.
But we do.
We do.
And we're also heavily going to be watching probably every 4 to 7 episodes.
One episode of
the TV show Oz.
I think that should be maybe like season finales.
Yeah, maybe it was...
It's maybe one episode, or I guess we could do a season... A season roundup. A season might be too expensive.
That's a lot. Hey, look.
Every 4 hours. You know what?
We'll see what you, the Oz freaks, what you're looking for. And then we'll give you guys exactly that. I mean, we're doing this show for you.
No.
I think we have about 80,000 members on the Patreon already.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you'd like to find that Patreon, you can go to www.google.com. And it's really... not more complicated than that, in my mind.
See, this is going to be very confusing when we do establish a Patreon later.
And it's called Google Patreon.
Yeah.
We don't have a Patreon. This is our first episode. But we're very excited about the possibility of this show I'm taking it out for a nice little joyride. If I do say so myself.
Look, let's take a trek down that old yellow brick road.
And look, I'm just going to tell you this. And this is how I'm probably going to close each episode. I'm going to say, follow, follow, follow. Follow the Yellow Brick Pod for more splendiferous episodes. And frankly, my dears, my freaks.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're in...
Oz.
You're in the freak town.
You're in the freak town of Oz.
The freak city country. What is Oz?
Oz? That's a great exactly.
Oh.
Is it a planet? Is it a galaxy?
What is Oz?
Is it a dimension?
Episode 2 is going to be titled "What is Oz?"
That's good.
We're going to debate what it is. We're going to have a debate off.
Why wait until episode 2?
Let's start now. What is Oz? Yeah.
I think in my view, I've always viewed it as sort of a planet.
I think, look, we should probably pull up a map. This is some of the least research we've ever done for an episode so far. I'm pulling up a map now.
It is both
now.
The least and the most, because yeah. This is the first.
But I'm looking at a map of Oz, and I believe there's it's like a big island, I guess.
Okay, well, what's your source for this? Because this
This is the Oz Wiki, but now I'm on Wikipedia.
This is an interesting thing, because... Both of them are framing Oz as sort of a square.
It's a square, like a rectangular island, surrounded by an impassable desert, surrounded by other countries.
What countries are
Country of the Gargoyles, and we're going to get to the show Gargoyles
Dominions
very soon.
Dominions of the Gnome King.
They got the...
The Wheelers. Vegetable Kingdom?
Yeah.
Bobo Land.
They have Bobo Land.
Look,
that's
you don't want to go into Bobo Land.
Look, I have... You know what? I've met a lot of people from Bobo Land. Great people. Great people.
I disagree.
But the country, the government in charge of Bobo Land, I can't say that I agree.
It's a brutal
agree.
Regime.
I can't say I agree with every decision that government has made. And you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. We're not going to get too political about Bobo Land because it's a contentious issue these
I
days.
I mean, look, you got to be a little, you got to be a little defense heavy when you're boring the Vegetable Kingdom.
And also, I mean, you're right on against the country of the gargoyles, which is, it's
you got to imagine it's not good there.
The gargoyles, I mean, if I know anything about gargoyles, they're made of stone and they're...
Evil.
They're evil. They're all...
Or actually, I think they're protectors, aren't they? They're evil
almost like Batman. That's why he's always on a gargoyle. I forgot we can talk about Batman as much as we want. We can do Mad Hatter. No, that's how it works. I got confused. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'll get a connection.
No, I have the connection with Come Away. The Lost Girls comic. Yeah. So I want to go over this map of Oz. And listeners, you're going to want to probably pull this up. And I'm just on the Wikipedia page for Land of Oz right now.
There's a flag of Oz.
There's a flag of Oz. I like this flag.
I don't.
It should have a border, I think, but
I think it should be more green.
I also feel like this flag almost feels too, like, not, I don't want to say American, but like Earth-centric.
Yeah, this feels like a flag that an African republic would have briefly in the 90s.
I don't think it's outlandish to say that. It doesn't feel like gargoyles would...
It feels almost it feels Rhodesian in a way.
I don't feel like Gargoyles, I don't feel like they would have this flag waving as they invaded the Scoodler Kingdom.
Well, this is the flag of Oz, this is the gargoyle.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, look, that's true.
But this is, like, what is the wizard? Is the wizard the king of Oz? Like, does he rule over... I guess not, because the Wicked Witch has her dominion.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the Wicked Witch is split into their various directions. East, west, what have you.
Princess Ozma is the current monarch. The ruler has mostly been named Oz or Ozma.
Okay, so is that like they're born like that, or is that like a title? Like, is it like a Kim Jong whatever type of thing? Like a family name?
I believe that Oz... well, as I know from... Oz the Great and Powerful, the
James Franco,
who tragically died during the Planet of the Apes when the Planet of the Apes broke out, they ate James Franco.
Yeah, that's true.
He was like a circus guy, yes. And he came and he like took the name Oz.
He was like a
because
snake
he was
oil
doing,
salesman.
Yeah, he was like I'm doing like magic tricks. Because, and stuff.
You know, I always forget that in the Judy Garland movie, you do see the wizard.
before she goes to Oz. He is like a snake oil
yeah,
salesman.
He's like a guy, right?
Yeah, she warms her cockles by his fire.
Hey, look. There's a guy whose name is Pinhead. Oscar Zoroaster Fadrick
Zoroaster, Isaac. The prophet?
Yeah. The wizard... I'm real skimming here. But the Oz... The wizard says his birth name was Oscar Zoroaster Fadrick Isaac Norman Henkel Emmanuel Ambrosio Diggs, which, being a very long and cumbersome name, spells out Pinhead.
Okay.
So he just went by OZ, which was is Oscar Zoroaster.
Okay.
So,
But because it's interesting to think about Oz before the wizard. It's almost like Rome before
it's
Caesar.
It's called prehistory here, I'm seeing. It's called the history of Oz. It's called the prehistory of Oz. Well...
The taking of the vestigial virgins, the sacking of Carthage.
The city is made of emerald or other green materials.
Well,
it would be, wouldn't it?
It's called the Emerald City.
It's called the Emerald City, and would probably be made of emerald or other green materials.
I would like to know what the other green materials are, if not emeralds.
It's Jell-O? Lime Jell-O?
It could be.
The king was Ozma's grandfather.
Okay.
So, all right. So, but I want to go over something here. I want to go over the list of Oz books, just to give you kind of a sense of what we're looking at here. L. Frank Baum began writing The Wizard of Oz. The first book was going to be called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
That seems like, I kind of feel like I know that one, right?
Scarecrow, Tin Man.
A little farm girl named Dorothy and her pet dog Toto. We all know. Kansas Cyclone, Tin Man, Scarecrow, Lion, Wicked Witch.
One of the great American novels.
It's not outlandish to say that.
I think it is outlandish to say it's one of the great American novels.
He was American, L. Frank Baum. I had to double check. But I would say it's probably one of the great American movies.
Sure.
And there's a connection there.
Sure.
But, and then L. Frank Baum went on to write, I'm seeing here, 14 Oz books.
And they're still going, right? This is sort of like a Frank Herbert, Brian Herbert.
So, yeah, then situation. What we're going to look at is the rest of the famous 40. So two authors, actually it was more than two authors, I believe. It was two publishers, Riley and Lee, began publishing an annual Oz book.
Okay.
And these had this was called, with L. Frank Baum's original 14 novels, this was called The Famous 40. And these are considered the canonical books of the series. So we'll be looking at some of these. And they're by Ruth Plumly Thompson, great name. Great name to be in Oz. Plumhead.
Yeah.
Kabumpo in Oz. Grandpa in Oz. You really want to read Grandpa in Oz.
Is it Dorothy's grandpa? Or
He's a former soldier. His name is Grandpa.
Okay.
That's just his name. Old Mombi is in Kimbaloo.
So you spend the whole novel with Grandpa and you don't find out his... We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. That's number 18 in the famous 40. Gnome King of Oz, we'll get to that one.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
The Giant Horse of Oz.
It's like God Emperor of Doom.
Yeah. Pirates in Oz, Purple Prince of Oz, Speedy in Oz. You think that's Speedy Gonzales? I would say that's probably Speedy Gonzales.
Has to be.
Captain Salt in Oz.
What's
Handy
that?
Mandy.
What?
Like Handy Mandy. Wait.
Well, no, this is...
That's Handy Manny. This is Handy Mandy.
Oh, Handy Mandy. Okay.
I thought it was the children's character Handy Mandy.
I was
going
to say,
Ozzo Planing with the Wizard of Oz is book 33.
Ozzo Planing?
I don't know what it means, Ozzo Planing. But we're really going to get to those. He invents an Ozzo Plane to go to a mountain, I believe. He wants to fly into the stratosphere. Interesting. That book was released, coincided with The Wizard of Oz, the movie.
Oh, so these are old.
These are all pre-1940. Okay. The famous 40, I think, is exclusively...
Surely there's still Oz books being written today.
Right? Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah.
I can guarantee, just in the Wicked book, book series...
Oh, I didn't even know they made books for Wicked.
Wicked thought
that was like...
We actually have the first Wicked book over there.
Jesus, I thought that was just like a play movie thing.
No, look. You know what? I'm going to skim over the rest of the famous 40 for right now, but I want to enlighten you all to the Wicked book franchise.
This is my Oz blind spot. I'm not a theater head. I'm not a musical guy.
Well, so Wicked, it was called Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. Written in 1995 by Gregory Maguire. It is the first in the Wicked Years series, which was followed by Son of a Witch, 2005.
It's a little bit of a pun there, a little risque.
I've actually heard the book Wicked is very risque. I've heard there's lots
is
of
it? Is it
lots
sexy?
Of sex in it.
Oh.
In the original book. And they would not let it be in
like
school libraries and stuff because of it.
Interesting. These, is that in the musical?
No, it's a lot more toned down in the musical. But then you've got A Lion Among Men, 2008, and then Out of Oz, 2011. Then that is kind of the original Wicked books. And then there's the spin-off Wicked books, which I believe are about Elphaba's children.
Okay.
You've got one called The Brides of Marikor. It focuses on Elphaba, who is the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Focuses on her granddaughter.
I can't wait until they turn that into a movie. Surely these are all going to be three
movies. Books of that. Those are all published. And then there's a prequel, which is coming out this March, called Elfie.
Wow.
It's about her as a little kid.
It's important. She's a complex character.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I would need to know about her as a child. I've seen her. She's in seven books, apparently. I feel like it's a little...
This is, you know, a little inside baseball. What most people don't know about Elphaba is she was raised in a loveless marriage. Her parents hated each other.
She was married?
She was married to her parents.
They let you do that in Oz.
They let you do that in Oz.
That's not great, but I want to bring your attention to Dorothy Must Die, 2014. Danielle Page, it's a novel that is, I believe, like...
I think I've heard of this.
It's Wizard of Oz, but set in, like, a regular world. Like, it's instead of, like, she travels to Oz, it's like she's in high school.
Okay.
And she's, like, her... I'm wrong, actually. This is incredibly confusing. I can't even begin to relay this, but I can tell you that it has Mombi, Grandma Gert, and Glamora.
Well, thank God Grandma Gert made it.
Grandma Gert, one of the main characters, she's sometimes named Locasta or Taddy Poo.
Well, yeah, you gotta include all three.
Yeah, she's also named the Good Witch of the North. She is, Grandma, that's Grandma Gert.
So surely she must be related to Elphaba or whatever.
It's entirely unclear to me at this current time, but she has an unlimited amount of adaptations. I'm seeing here she was adapted 17,000 times, and this is actually going to go ahead and be Glinda, I believe. This is incredibly confusing to me. I will tell you this.
Grandma Gert is Glinda?
I am unsure about this. And I know you're coming to Ozcast for the answers to these questions. And believe me, we are going to also...
We'll get into
all of this. This
first episode is just to show you how deep this web
really
is.
It really goes deep. The Scarecrow has turned Jalea into a zombie
servant. We haven't
even
gotten into the JRPG DS game.
Yeah, there's a Madison Pendleton, a girl who has been bullied by Amy, who is the main character of Dorothy Must Die.
So it's not Dorothy.
No, and
is Dorothy in it? I feel like I didn't hear a lick of Dorothy in that
Dorothy is the leader of Oz, and there's a punk goth munchkin named Indigo. I don't know what to do. there are four books in that main series.
Okay.
And there are five prequels.
Five prequels?
Five prequels.
There's more prequels than
no,
main books.
No, I'm wrong. There are eight prequels. There are eight prequels to that. Incredibly confusing. But that's going to go ahead and be 12 books in that spin-off
franchise.
So that's going to
go ahead and be about 14 episodes.
So that's a lot of this podcast. Eventually, we're really going to be getting deep into
that. That's probably going to be a whole season. It's just Dorothy Must Die.
Yeah, and hey, we're going to have a Wicked season, probably. We'll do Dorothy Must Die season. We'll do Oz
the TV
show. It's every season. Once Upon a Time.
We can do that one episode of Arrested Development where they start calling Tobias Dorothy, but that's probably a reference to Oz the TV show more than to Oz.
It's also Friends of Dorothy, probably.
Well, yeah,
Judy Garland was a gay icon.
Yeah, in many ways.
But also, there's an episode of Scrubs, one of my favorite TV shows. I've said this on the pod multiple times. That is an homage.
Oh, right. You were telling me about it, because I'm not a Scrubs guy.
We'll get to that one, because honestly a great episode, great homage.
Great.
There are plenty of movies that
You know what? I just remembered fucking in The Sopranos, when Melfi has her dream sequence where she sees Tony dead at the wheel of her car, she hears the Oz song, not Follow the Yellow Brick Road. It's it's the one when they start going to Emerald City. It's really like scary.
We're off
it's
to
like,
see the wizard.
It's like you're out of the woods, you're out of the woods. So we're gonna do a Sopranos season.
Honestly though, it would be good to look at a lot of, not to be like actually, but a lot of media is inspired by stuff from things long past. We both know this.
Yeah.
I'm currently reading The Odyssey. It's everything's The Odyssey, and
I mean Star Wars is like the fucking
hero with a thousand faces, Gilgamesh, and I hate to be like it's Japanese because I'm not that guy, but isekai stories, I believe they're usually called. Is like a stranger in a strange land. Is that what they're called?
You're probably right. It's just
Journey to the West, the Monkey King.
Wukong.
Well, I don't know how that relates specifically. I haven't played that game, but I. But this is what I'm saying. There's plenty of things that I'm pretty sure Journey to the West
I'm just gonna look up Chinese Wizard of Oz and see.
You think the Stooges ever did Wizard of Oz?
They had to.
We're big Stooges guys here.
We're big Shemp heads, big Stooge heads.
We probably need to explain who Shemp is.
Of you might not know he's the Forgotten Stooge.
So if you forgot about Shemp,
look him up.
Let me explain.
He's got a lot to offer.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. The Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz was considered to be the third Stooge after Joe left. Oh my god, is this real?
Wait, what?
The Cowardly Lion, Bert Lahr.
It's the same actor?
Who portrayed the Cowardly Lion was considered to be the third Stooge after Joe left. No, that was a rumor. He was considered after Shemp or Joe.
So we got fake Stooges, we much got fake like Stooges, the fake Shemp.
Fake Shemp. Shemp did work with him in Henry the Eighth. So Hemp also worked with Jack Haley, who played as a Tin Man.
Huh.
So we have a lot of Shemp connections to Oz. Three Stooges of Oz? This is not real. This
is
a
fan fiction?
A 20-year-old fan post.
This is great.
Shemp as the wizard!
This is great.
Okay. Let's explain who Shemp is. So, we all know the three Stooges, Larry, Moe, and Curly. Many people say that you and I are kind of Larry and Moe, and our producer,
Carlos,
we call him Oz.
We call him Oz. The great and powerful.
We call him the Carlos
the great and powerful.
He unfortunately can't be on the pod right now. You will hear him crunching sushi. I mean salad.
And sushi.
That's a classic. I get a mulligan on that one.
It's a classic mulligan situation.
Look, we do mulligans here. I'm the host. I'm the main host.
Yeah.
So I get to do mulligans. When you do it, I would say it's a true accident.
Yeah.
I would say it's a true accident.
It's a...
A mulligan and true accidents.
It's a stroke, I guess. I guess if we're sticking with golf terms, it counts as a stroke.
But so that's our producer Carlos, the great and powerful. You'll hear him on, he'll be on pods. He'll be on episodes regularly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's usually going to be on the ones and twos.
He'll be on the ones and twos. He'll be doing the weather. Eating salads. Here's Carlos with the weather now.
How about that that weather, man? It's real windy out there, and it's cold, you know, January, you know? Yep.
Carlos is currently working at a salad restaurant called Salad Hut.
Yep.
I believe it's called Salad Hut.
It's called Healthy Salad
It's called Healthy Salad Place. You have to forgive me. I'm recovering from a cough here still. Mm. I hate for the inaugural episode of the podcast to be coughing, but...
No, it's, I'm on antibiotics for congestion.
Hey, look. We're all on something, am I right?
In this fucked up world.
Hey, look, you see these freaks out here drinking coffee?
It was crazy.
Coffee's as much of a drug as LSD and heroin and cocaine. Dude, now you can't even say, oh, don't talk to me before I've had my morning coffee.
You're an addict, pal.
You're an addict. It's as simple as that. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them rigorously. And if you drink coffee, you're about
You're going to hell.
You're going to hell, and you're about as good to me as a junkie scumbag.
This is a Mormon dope podcast as well. We're Mormons.
We have 8 wives each. Not to get offensive to Mormons.
This is based out of SLC.
Yeah. We're really SLC punks, when you think about it.
I never watched that movie. Does it stand for Salt Lake City?
I thought it says. I assume he's in Salt Lake
City. I don't know. I always wonder what the SLC was.
We'll be covering SLC Punk next week on Ozcast. which is, you don't, if you don't know, is a Matthew Lillard from Shaggy.
from Shaggy. It wasn't him. Oh,
man. It wasn't me. But she cut you on the counter.
But I got high. Is that Shaggy?
Ruh-roh. Wait, what about this? Say it wasn't you. Ruh-roh. What about that?
Well, we're
doing Shemp. We need to establish
right,
Shemp.
Right, right,
Shemp,
right.
Okay. So there was Larry, Moe, and Curly, the Three Stooges. And... then,
so actually, Shemp was first. Yeah, what people don't realize is Moe and Curly and Shemp are brothers. They were three brothers who had a vaudeville troupe.
Yeah, so they were with Ted Healy when it was Ted Healy and his Stooges. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I believe it was Curly was fell ill. folks, I want to be clear. My friend and co-host, Andre, is wearing a Shemp for President.
God, I was
He's wearing a Shemp the Forgotten Stooge shirt. We're big Shemp heads here, and... Shemp goes to Oz in this beautiful post we found here.
Yeah.
Shemp is the wizard. Shemp was one of the alternative Stooges. There were actually a couple, including Joe and I want to say Andy. Joe Besser.
Yeah,
Joe Besser. Was one of the other alternate Stooges. But here we have a post on the Narchive News Group Archive.
Okay.
From Dr. A little bit of a joke here. Dr. Foxwell.
Is this horny? Is this a horny Stooges?
No, this one's not horny. This one's a little bit of a joke.
We will get horny eventually.
It's spelled P-H-U.
Not us. We're not going to get horny, but the podcast will delve into adult themes.
I mean, when we watch The Wiz, who knows what emotions it'll generate in us.
We haven't even... There is a line of Todd McFarlane Oz toys that are very horny.
Yes. If you haven't seen those, don't look them up because that will probably be a special video,
video
episode of the pod.
We're going to have to buy all those toys.
We're going to buy, play with them.
I'm just going to look up Oz sex toy real quick.
We're just going to look it up real quick. But Dr. Fuxwell spelled P-H-U-X-W-E-L-L. And now to get back to some Oz business. I would have loved to see the Three Stooges in The Wizard of Oz.
What are we talking about here? Wizard of Oz fantasy ovipositor dildo. Wow. How is this related to Wizard?
Wow. And you know what? There are people who own this. There are people who own this.
Embark on a whimsical adventure into realms unknown with our enchanting Wizard of Oz fantasy ovipositor dildo. Crafted to mesmerize and delight. This luminous dildo transports you to a land where fantasies come to life. Experience the magic of our fantasy dildo as it dances with light, casting a spell of ecstasy with every movement it makes. Made from premium silicone, ensures a velvety smooth touch and safe exploration of your deepest desires.
Well, I will... How much is it also? Because I will be purchasing that.
Let's see. Let's get the...
Let's get a quote. Let's
get the blue...
I would say let's get the blue one and get a quote on that. I'm thinking probably over 50 with a description like that.
Okay, so it is normally $65.95.
Are you telling me it's on sale?
It is on sale.
A rare sale.
For $45.95.
And can you read me the name of this website?
This is Fetal Flirty. I don't like that it's related to
fetuses. That's disgusting.
FetalFlirty.com. This isn't even, this is barely Oz related. They just called it that. I'm a little disgusted with Fetal Flirty and their advertising.
I would say that they are exploiting the Oz name, the Oz brand. Their sex toys have nothing to do with Oz. I would like to see a Tin Man dildo.
Look at this Cthulhu one. That's related.
That's real. Whoa. That's crazy.
Is this a fleshlight? Is this a Cthulhu fleshlight?
I just don't
fleshlight?
Know what it is. It's a... Just like who's... How no, much it's a use dildo are you again. Getting out
I don't know how you would even use
Pharaoh's
that.
Secret. Whoa.
How would you use it?
I mean, I can't even imagine that as pleasurable.
It must be excruciating.
That seems like it would hurt. Anyone, even the most seasoned. I would say that this is. We're gonna get banned off Spotify. All right,
I'm gonna get off of this.
So we're gonna get off of this. We're gonna get back to. I would have loved.
Curly Shirley's the Cowardly Lion.
I would had loved to see the Three Stooges in the Wizard of Oz.
Who wouldn't?
Larry as the Scarecrow. Me too. That's what it says, the Scarecrow.
Mm. Well, you know what this is reminding me of? Laurel and Hardy in their famous film Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland. Mo is the Tin Man. Curly is the Cowardly Loin. I would say you shouldn't have a Cowardly Loin if you're going to be purchasing anything from Fetus Freaky or whatever that website was called.
This is a delightful touch by Dr. Fuxwell. Shirley Temple is Dorothy.
Shelley Temple.
Shelley Temple, sorry.
Shelley Temple as Dorothy... D-O-R-T-H-Y, in parentheses, did I spell that right?
This doctor is...
Doctor, I'm going to have to revoke your medical license.
I think he's high on his own supply.
I think you're snorting Novocaine in the closet.
he's huffing ether.
This is simply, and Shemp as the wizard and so on.
Yep.
And then he follows that up with Lucy, in parentheses, yup, the famous redhead.
Does he write a script?
As both witches. That's how I would have casted it. LOL, it could have been a hit. Doc. Then we got a reply from Dr. Strange Mon.
Why are they all doctors?
Oh, whoa, he's talking about Shemp in here. Don't know if it's a good idea to give Mo an axe. Plus, Curly should be the one who needs a brain. Well, actually, if necessary, Joe Besser could fill in as the lion.
Dr. Strange Mon, they all need a... They're all stooges.
They're here, they're stooges.
They all need a brain.
Dr. Fuxwell replies, this is 19 years ago. Oh, yeah. Forgot about Shemp. Forgot about Shemp, LOL. The Forgotten Stooge.
Look, everyone's been guilty of it once. You can't be guilty of it twice.
Don't forget about Shemp. He will come back to haunt you. Shemp was the original third man of Trio, but when it come to film, Curly was original third man and the favorite third
see,
man.
See, I judged him too harshly. He's a Shemp knower.
So Shemp would play camo roles, I believe he means cameo roles, instead of the lion, and Curly would get that role. Shemp is indeed fugly. Don't be saying that about Shemp.
Is he saying that?
Shemp is indeed fugly like my rich wife. So that's why I pick him to hide behind the curtain.
And then, of course, if we're being accurate to real life, the Cowardly Lion would have a debilitating stroke, much like Curly, and Shemp would come in. to replace him.
And then we actually have another reply here. It says, sad news for Cher. She has been confirmed. I have no idea what this means. I believe it's an ad on this website.
Hey, but, congrats to Cher on her confirmation.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was Catholic.
I'm going to
welcome to the
Brotherhood,
sister.
I'm going to take another look at Shemp. This is from TJBF. Not a doctor. No medical license. Shemp would be the best Cowardly Lion, and it doesn't hurt that his ugly mug actually looks like that.
And we can't forget his famous catchphrase,
and then there's another reply from Dr. P here. This post might be inappropriate. Let's click to display it.
All right, let's see this.
It's
his cock and balls.
Whoa. He's saying Lucy was beautiful. As for Joe Besser, he replies with...
Joe Besser.
He replies with, as for Joe, .. Joe Mama. We gotta get off this. This is a wonderful, wonderful thread here.
But that's just one of the threads Oz can take you to.
I want to connect this to another thread from Gender Studies.
Okay.
Why don't girls ever think the Three Stooges are funny? Look, this is 14 years old. I hope this individual has found a loving life partner. But all women love the Three Stooges, and if they say that they're not funny, they're lying to you because you're ugly and despicable.
Look, my old lady can't get enough of Shemp.
Look, every old lady I know...
My old battle axe loves Shemp.
And I know your loving partner, and many times she has said, I love Shemp.
Yep.
She said, Andre, you're almost like Shemp in how much I love you. In many ways. He's Shemp, I'm Mo, and...
Carlos is Joe.
I'm going to get us off of this... Oh, you can see it connects back to The Wizard of Oz. You wouldn't believe this, but in this thread that's entitled,
Why don't
girls ever think the Three Stooges are funny? I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to skip a little bit, but times and humor were different back then. These guys come from a vaudevillian background. It's funny how you can see the similarities in style of Curly Howard, Curly from the Stooges, and Bert Lahr, the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz. Mm. It always connects back. It always connects back. This is exciting news. They're making a movie with Jim Carrey as Curly, Benicio del Toro as Mo, and I forgot who was going to be Larry, and this is only 14 years old.
It's got to still be. So it's probably in development.
It must
hell.
Be out now, right? It must be out.
We must have missed it.
But
Benicio
del Toro as Mo. Well, listeners, Oz freaks, who was playing Shemp? 14 years ago, who would they have gotten to play Shemp?
14 years ago, what year
Bridges?
Was that?
Jeff Bridges? Bo Bridges?
It would be what? 14 years ago was 2015?
2011.
2011? 2011.
But you would get Jeff Bridges hot off True Grit.
Yeah.
True Grit.
Hot off True Grit.
True Grit, I want to confirm when True Grit came out. We're movie guys. 2010.
Hey, he's still hot.
Hot off True Grit, you would get Jeff Bridges to play Shemp.
You know, I do want to give Gender Studies the benefit of the doubt here, because as we know, Larry, Moe, and Curly did join
the Women Haters Guild. We watched that Stooges short, and I hate to be getting so far off of Wizard of Oz. We'll get right back to it, folks.
Apologies.
But this is simply too important to ignore. The Stooges joined a Women Haters Club, and I would say that's awfully...
It's problematic,
I would say. They don't cancel them.
To the Stooges' credit, by the end of the reel, they did leave the Women Haters Club because they were all in love with the same woman.
And look, you can fall down an alt-right pipeline, and
it
as
just
long
takes
as,
the right woman
to well, I wouldn't say
drag
that, but
you out of it.
I would say as long as you get yourself out of that,
yeah.
I wouldn't say there's no shame, but I would say that it is an important thing to know that you can always reverse, you can always change your opinions. Mm. And if we have any listeners who are struggling...
The Stooges were dangerously close to voting for Charles Lindbergh.
They were, who famously crashed that blimp.
The Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, my word.
We gotta get back to Oz. Well,
okay, so we're gonna get back to Oz.
We're in the last 15 minutes of the episode.
Stooges. But we're gonna do a lot of Stooge talk. I would say that's generally where we are at with most of our Oz generalities.
Yep.
We've examined the famous 40, and there's plenty more of those books, additional books.
Obviously, we're
going
to get
70s,
to the other movie, you know, Return to Oz, The Wiz,
the animated movies. We're going to try and cover really as much as humanly possible. We do have lives, but if you guys start giving us copious amounts of money, we will make this our full-time job.
Look, we're looking for about 7K a month.
7K a month will see us, you'll see us video form, constantly making Oz-related content. Spin-off pods.
If this gets big enough, we're wearing costumes.
We are making plans for our 100th episode and our 1000th episode as we speak. So don't worry, your pretty little Oz-loving hearts.
We're committed.
We're completely committed. There will be a second episode. Yes. And if there's not, something has gone tragically wrong.
If there's not, I'm dead in a ditch.
Look, it could happen. It could happen to any of us at any time. So cherish every moment you've been given. Call your mother if she's still alive. Tell her you love her. And ask to watch Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Dude, it's magical. My mom showed me Wizard of Oz.
I've got a funny story about my grandmother in Wizard of Oz. The other day I was at dinner with my grandmother. A very sweet old lady. Or a young lady, I would say. She would probably hate.
Old in age, young in heart.
That's true. And she said, the Wizard of Oz was on TV the other day. And it was in color. I've never seen it in color before. And I went, what do you mean? It's always been...
It's famously
in color. And she goes, no, when I watched it, it was never in color. And I went, when did you watch it? And she goes, when I was a little girl, my mother took me to the theater and took me to see Wizard of Oz, and it was amazing. And I went, it would have been in color. It was famously in
color. The color is such a big part of it.
And then... And she said, well, no, I've never seen it in color before. My aunt was there, and she goes, well, the original 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes are in black and white.
Sepia,
And, well, my grandma goes, well, that must have been the only part I'd seen. And I would go, you just said it's your favorite movie.
This woman's in her 70s, and she's never seen The Yellow Brick Road.
She said, no, it's my favorite movie. Of course I've seen the whole thing. And I went, well, you just said you've only seen the first 15 minutes. And she said, yeah, I've only seen the first 15 minutes. It's the black and white part. It's my favorite movie. I've seen the whole thing. And I went, I can't have this conversation with you anymore. I'm going completely mad. I believe that she just forgot that it was in color and refused to say, oh, I made a...
I had a senior moment.
I had a senior moment, or as we would call it, I need to take a mulligan. That's really our word. And if you're using any other kind of word that's copyrighted, such as...
Flub.
I would say we're not using that word.
We're not flubbing.
We're not related to any podcast
that do flubs.
That do flubs. Unless they
want us.
Unless they fold us in. But that is kind of generally what I want you all to understand. The expansive nature of The Wizard of Oz. There's plenty of books, plenty of movies, hundreds of movies.
Hundreds
of movies. We're going to watch them all. It might take us the rest of our lives.
Look, I'm willing to do it.
We're here every day. We're making an episode every day.
Until we die. Maybe once a week, but...
Yeah, probably once a week. Maybe more if our schedules account for it. I mean, maybe less if our schedules get busy. But we, you know, we're coming up on an hour, so I want to round out some of our extracurricular activities here. We have a segment that we do every week.
Of course.
Where we open this fortune cookie.
Yep. That's
and
all you.
We see our fortune, and that's...
The fortune cookie dictates the next episode.
That's the whole segment. Is going to be... should we play the song, the fortune cookie song?
Of course.
I'll edit it in.
Yeah.
Here. That's where the song is going to go.
It's the gong and the...
Da, 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 da. Dad, we can't play that. We're gonna get, they're gonna get us for that one. We're cracking this thing open. I'm getting crumbs all over this beautiful computer. Panda Express.
There's no fortune.
You have a knack for making friends wherever you go. I would say someone had a knack for making friends wherever she went. If you know who I'm thinking of.
That beloved farm girl from Kansas.
She found herself in a foreign land.
Yeah.
And you know what? She made friends wherever she went.
Wherever she went.
Friends with a lion.
Look, there was only one lady who didn't like her. That wicked old bitch.
And she, I believe she's melted and dead in dust.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, please forgive me, because I could be mistaken.
But don't go into the bayou, man.
We're big bayou guys. We love jambalaya and etouffee on this pod.
I do
want to
go to a seafood boil this week.
We will keep you updated on the seafood boil.
Now, by next episode, we will have gotten a seafood boil.
Or 7. We will be eating a seafood boil on the pod.
Yes, that Carlos is probably going
to sub out
salad for a seafood boil.
So this is our fortune cookie segment. We're always going to relate it back to Oz in some way. That was a really easy
one. That one was easy.
We lucked out.
We might get the one where it's like...
Lucky number 8.
Yeah.
And we're like, 8 Oz...
Continents.
Words.
8 Oz words. Oz, Wizard, Oz. Dorothy, Tin Man.
Scarecrow. Get
Scarecrow.
Lion.
Lion. Curly.
Witch, Curly. Mo. Shemp. That's our fortune cookie segment. We're also, I want to mention, the Oz Must Be Crazy.
Yeah.
This is another podcast we're doing where we're reviewing the movies.
The Gods Must Be Crazy series.
The Pods Must Be Crazy. Maybe it's not related to
it's
Oz.
It's not related to Oz.
It's called The Pods Must Be Crazy. We're watching the South African film series, The Gods Must Be Crazy. And
that'll be a Patreon exclusive.
Probably a Patreon exclusive when that's up. But so keep your eye out for that. I wanted to bring attention to any listeners that there's a lot of Oz Lost media because this has been a long-running franchise.
I mean, 1800s, right?
That some of the original Oz movies are lost.
Mm.
And if you have copies of any, and I know you're saying, well, why would anybody
maybe
have
work
copies?
In a film archive, maybe,
but you never know. Yeah. The copy of
you never know where they might show
the Passion of Joan of Arc was found in a mental hospital basement.
Yeah.
So you really never know. And I would say if you have copies of any lost Oz media, don't send them to anywhere else. Send them
directly
to
us.
Email, I'll link an email or a Twitter maybe. We'll figure something out.
We'll make some,
And send them directly to us and we will watch them or read them or do whatever.
We'll break it.
We'll break it and we're really hard-hitting Oz-related journalists.
We're much like Edward Snowden.
I would say we're more Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah.
Because there's two of us.
Yes, that's fair.
So that's us. So I want you to keep your eye out for any lost Oz media. I'll be doing some digging too, seeing what I can find.
We would be remiss also to not shout out the first responders in Los Angeles right now.
I heard freaking James Woods' house was in trouble. James Woods.
It's actually fine. He was crying about it. It was turned out it was
James
fine.
Woods, famous enemy of the pod.
Racist.
But bad look, guy in Casino.
He is the bad...
Bad guy in Casino.
Good performance, bad person,
If, for some of our younger listeners, if you've seen the movie Hercules, he plays Hades.
He's also in Family Guy a lot, playing himself.
I've never heard of that. What is Family Guy? Is that some kind of friend of yours?
Yeah, I got my friend Peter.
Griffin?
Peter Griffin.
You know, my uncle works at Peter Griffin. And then last thing I have on this list, I wanted to mention...
Does it say Lunar New Year?
No, it says... It does say Lunar New Year. That's actually going to go ahead and be January 29th, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. Hey, happy Lunar New Year.
It's January 29th, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not mistaken because I'm very appreciative of Lunar New Year.
Mm.
I know we have some friends who celebrate. We're going to be celebrating.
The rabbit?
I'm not positive what year it's going.
You're the
Munchkin.
You're the Munchkin.
You're the Munchkin.
You're the Munchkin.
You're the Munchkin. That's called Yes End for you folks that don't know.
Munchkins are animals. They're dirty animals.
I don't know if I would say that. But hey, podcasts are all about having different opinions.
I mean, we're also going to find this out because this is something I'm curious. Because obviously in the movie, Munchkins are played by... dwarves, little people.
People with dwarfism.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But I wonder, in the book, are they supposed to be sort of like a society of children, or are they little people? We'll find it out when
it
we read,
it might be
obviously.
Close to even, like, Gulliver's Travels, where yeah, they're miniature just, people.
Yeah.
But the last thing I have on this list is Kraven the Hunter. I wanted to throw a shout-out to Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is actually a close friend of ours. Mm. And he will be on the pod next week to talk about Kraven the Hunter, to talk about the wickedly talented performance he did in that film.
Should we have a segment called Wickedly Talented
Wickedly Performance? Talented Performance is a new segment where we'll be talking about our favorite performance of something we watched this week. Do you have a favorite performance of something you watched?
I'm going to go ahead and shout out a Timothée Chalamet in Bones and All. I watched Bones and All the other day.
Incredible actor. Friend, actually.
Yeah, another
friend of ours.
Genuinely,
We do know somebody who had dinner with Timothée Chalamet twice.
Yes.
That's about as close as
he went to his uncle's wedding.
Yes, but he will be on the pod. Yeah. He will be discussing his wickedly talented performance in Bones and All. I believe he ate someone.
Yeah,
in that
movie. That's what surprised me about that movie is, you know, Chalamet, a very delicate sort of actor and personality, but he's very grisly in that.
I would say that maybe if he was in a country, maybe outside of Oz, he might be in the country of the gargoyles and he's eating people.
But
hey, Timothy, please, you know we're friends. We go way back.
Don't take it to heart, Tim.
Don't take it to heart. Come on the pod. But I would say my wickedly talented performance of this week would be Guy Pearce in the movie L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I watched it last night. Great movie, great performance. Classic detective noir story, 1950s Hollywood. Mm. Danny DeVito's in it. I didn't know he was in it.
A lot of people are. Is Kevin the bad one? Is Kevin Spacey in that?
Yeah, K-Pax is going to go ahead and be in that one.
Oh, it's Kevin Paxton.
No. Kevin Spacey starred in the movie K-Pax.
Oh, okay.
But he is in it. Terrible man. There is a scene. You know what? Watch it for yourself.
Watch it for yourself.
But I love Guy Pearce. Memento is one of my all-time faves.
Yeah.
And so, pleasure to see him doing good work. I heard he's in The Brutalist.
I still have to see that. I'm finding it difficult to find a theater in the surrounding area.
Yeah, I might have to watch that one on my Apple Watch while I'm in the freaking driving down the freeway with how busy I am these days.
Yeah, I might have to watch it in installments.
Watch it on my toaster oven.
Remember when people were watching The Irishman as a miniseries?
Look, if you're watching it in like an hour block, it's one thing, but don't watch. It's
people were watching in like episodes. There,
yeah, it's and again, it's a long movie. It's a long movie. I broke up Killers of the Flower Moon over 2 days.
Mm.
I went first 2 hours at night.
Fine, yeah.
Second 2 hours in the morning. But
I got to see that. I saw that in theaters and it made me cry twice.
And Andre isn't a gentleman who cries a lot. He cries to me. I would say more moans about the freaking cost of gas and eggs. Skyrocket. I call it greedflation.
You know what it is? It's freaking Joe Biden won't press the jobs button.
Joe Biden is currently going to go ahead and still be president.
The lamest duck.
By the time this podcast comes out, he might not be
president. He probably
won't
be
anymore. I don't know how long it'll take me to edit. I've never done this before. But I just want you all to know, those are our wickedly talented performance. The wickedly talented
performances of the week.
Of the week is going to be Timothée Chalamet from Bones and All, and Guy Pearce in L.A. Confidential.
This is a great segment.
And we will have more wickedly talented performances for you next
week. And
that's
an hour.
That's an hour. We just hit an hour. And so I just want to say a special thank you to our producer, Carlos.
Carlos the Great and Powerful.
Carlos the Great and Powerful. A special thank you to Shemp, as always.
Special thank you to Shemp.
Really couldn't have a podcast
without
you.
Genuinely wouldn't be here without him. Yeah.
And special thank you to L. Frank Baum for kicking this whole thing off.
Frankie, you know we love you.
And he will be a guest on the pod next week.
The spirit of L. Frank Baum.
L. Frank Baum is coming. We've resurrected him from the dead, and he will be a special guest on the pod next week.
Yes.
And we're very excited.
We can have Tommy or Nick play him or something.
Those are our friends' names. But thank you for listening. Thank you for taking a chance on the little pod that could. And always remember, follow. the Yellow Brick Pod.
Thank you.
This has been Ozcast Episode 1, and this is Dylan. That's is Andre. Andre.
Good night.
Good night, and live from New York.
It's
freaking Saturday night.